Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. On June 15th for the Senate FTR.
Order. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members will please take their seats. Members and guests will please silence your cell phones. Leading the Senate in prayer today is the Reverend Mike Morris, the Senate Chaplain. All members and guests in the gallery will please stand.
Thank you. Will you pray with me, please? Dear Lord, some of the watershed experiences of our lives do not seem impressive at the moment of happening. Only seasoning by years of living marks an event as important. For someone I know, his watershed moment began long ago, sitting on a unpainted kitchen stool talking with his mother. One day, speaking with her about God and Jesus, he asked where Lazarus had been when he was dead, you know, before Jesus brought him back to life. His mother gave him one of the greatest answers he had ever heard, even to this day. "Son," she said, "I don't know." Admitting that there are things we don't know actually can increase our authority rather than diminish it. We actually like to learn from persons who don't know everything. Amen.
Senator Basnight's recognized for motion.
Mr. President, the journal the 14th of June has been examined and found to be correct. I now move that the Senate do dispense with the reading of the journal and it stand approved as written.
Without objection, the journal for June the 14th stands approved as written. And with your leave, leaves of absence are granted to Senator Bozeman and Senator Clary. Members of the Senate, our nurse of the day is Karen Lemons of Asheville, North Carolina. Nurse Lemons, thank you for being here and thank you for your service. Also, members of the Senate, the chair is happy to extend courtesies of the gallery to Reverend Sam Whaley and Reverend Jane Whaley of the Word of Faith Fellowship and teachers from the Word of Faith and their students from that school. Some of you may have seen the art exhibit in the... Let me have your attention. Some of you may have seen the art exhibit in the LOB. These are the students who are responsible for that art exhibit. So let's give them a hand, if you don't mind. Also, the chair is happy to extend courtesies of the gallery to a very special friend of the Lieutenant Governor, Captain Ray Dixon of the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department, formerly known as Coach Ray Dixon. I had the benefit of his mentorship and his fiancée, Kay Tudor. But thank you for being here, Ray. Give him a hand if you don't mind. Ratification of bills. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 766, an act to clarify the protection provided by the North Carolina Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association against failure in the performance of contractual obligations under annuity contracts because of the delinquency of the member insurer that insured the policies. And the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and presented to the Office of Secretary of State, Senate Joint Resolution 1096, Joint Resolution honoring the life and memory of Christopher Duffy Collins.
Reports of standing committees. Senator Hoyle, for what purpose do you rise?
Send forth a committee report.
Senator can send forth his committee report. Senator Hoyle, the chair of the Rules Committee. Clerk will read.
Senator Hoyle and the Rules Committee submit the following, unfavorable as to the bill, but favorable as to Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 683. And the new title here is an act extending the sunset on the collection of service charges for prepaid wireless telephone service and to amend the Permit Extensions Act of 2009. Also unfavorable as to bill, but favorable as to Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 1076. And the new title here is an act to establish a season for taking foxes with weapons and by trapping in Bladen County. Unfavorable as to committee substitute for bill number one, but favorable as to Senate committee substitute for House Bill 466. And here, the new title is an act to amend the Consumer Choice and Investment Act of 2009 and to authorize specified telephone company customer satisfaction calls. I'm worried about those armed foxes.
Calendar House Bill 683, House Bill 1076, and House Bill 466. Other reports of standing committees. Senator Atwater, for what purpose do you rise?
Send forth the committee report.
Senator can send forth his committee report. Senator Atwater, the co-chair of the Agriculture, Environment, and Natural Resources Committee. Clerk will read.
Senator Atwater and his committee report as follows. Favorable on Senate Bill 1259, disapproved Boylston Creek reclassification. Also favorable on House Bill 1710, fishery management plan supplements. Likewise on House Bill 1713, improved success of FMPs.
Calendar Senate Bill 1259, House Bill 1710, and House Bill 1713. Senator East, for what purpose do you rise?
Send forth the committee report.
Senator can send forward his committee report. Senator East, co-chair of the State and Local Government Committee, the clerk will read.
Senator East and his committee report unfavorable as to bill, but favorable as to Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 1121. And we have a new title here, amending the charter of the City of Burlington to authorize the City Council to lease city-owned real property in its municipal service districts for such consideration upon such terms and under such conditions as determined by the City Council. Also unfavorable as to bill, but favorable as to committee substitute for Senate Bill 1386. And the new title here is an act authorizing the Legislative Research Commission to study allowing employees moving between city, state, and county government to port their annual and their sick and annual leave.
Calendar Senate Bill 1121, Senate Bill 1386. Other reports of standing committees. Senator Nesbitt.
Mr. President.
Senator Hall, for what purpose do you rise?
To make a motion.
Senator has the floor to make his motion.
House Joint Resolution 2051, Little Switzerland 100th Anniversary Resolution. Is in the committee on rules. I move to be removed the committee on rules and calendared for tomorrow, Wednesday the 16th.
Okay, without objection, so ordered.
Guesses.
Senator Nesbitt, did you have a committee report?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, Senator can send forward his committee report. Senator Nesbitt, chair of the Judiciary 1 Committee, the clerk will read.
The committee reports. Favorable on Senate Bill 1242, Chapter 50B, Fee Clarification, and then favorable as to concurrence on Senate Bill 59, Attorney Fees and Alimony, and also favorable for concurrence in Senate Bill 254, Susie's Law.
Okay, calendar Senate Bill 1242, Senate Bill 59, and Senate Bill 254. Messages from the House. The clerk will read.
Mr. President, it is ordered a message be sent to your honorable body. The House of Representatives pass the following bills and resolution asking concurrence your honorable body therein. House Bill 1687, an act to allow the town of Caswell Beach to impose a sewer treatment fee that goes to finance. House Bill 1715, authorize the Marine Fisheries Commission to establish permits for gear used in a fishery for which observer coverage is required. That will go first to Ag, Environment, and Natural Resources and then to finance. House Bill 1753 to allow school buses and activity buses to cross certain railroad grade crossings without first stopping. That goes to J2. And House Bill 2054 to make technical corrections to the statutes governing the teachers and state employees retirement system and the local governmental employees retirement system. And that will go to pensions, retirement, and aging.
Members of the Senate, let me have your attention. There are no bills on the calendar today for debate. So are there any notices and announcements? Senator Danley, for what purpose do you rise?
To announce some conferees.
Okay. Senator has the floor to announce conferees.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, President pro tem Mark Bassnight announces the following conference committee for House Bill 1260, amend Felony Firearm Act / clarify Britt case. Senator Ruccio, Chair, members, Senators Claude Felter, Hoyle, and Nesbitt.
Any other notices? Senator Hoyle, for what purpose do you rise?
To make a motion.
Senator has the floor to make a motion.
House Bill 859, the amend condition of probation, is in J1. I move it be removed from committee on J1 and re-refer to committee on J2. It's going to be a gun bill when it gets there.
Okay, without objection, so ordered. Any other notices and announcements? Senator Forrest, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, a moment of personal privilege.
Okay. Members, let's come to order. Senator Forrest has the floor for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just thought the members of the Senate would be interested in knowing. I heard just a few hours ago that former Representative Bertha Holt, who served in the House for 20-plus years, is gravely ill, and her family wishes you to keep all of them in prayer. And I just thought the members of the Senate would want to know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. She's a wonderful lady. Anything further to come before the Senate? Hearing none, Senator Bassnight is recognized for a motion.
Mr. President, I now move that the Senate do adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, the 16th of June at 3 p.m.
Seconded by Senator Forrest. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate stands adjourned.